maybe I was wrong. Well, not wrong, but maybe my thoughts have clarified some since I boldly announced a few months back that I hate happiness. In and of itself, happiness is good, really good. And it's not the happiness that I hate. When I said I hate happiness, it was the goal that I made in life, that I wasn't complete. I wasn't successful if I wasn't constantly happy. And that concept, that gauntlet that was laid at my feet to make my companion happy too, I also picked it up. It's impossible for one person to remain on a pink cloud, let alone two, especially when I agreed that the other one doesn't have to do any heavy lifting. I've come to realize that happiness is elusive and always beyond my fingertips, like a floating butterfly in a late spring breeze. Could I ever find and stay happy? I really don't know, especially since I banned happiness from my life a long time ago. We once had it out for all of the aforementioned reasons. Serenity and peacefulness? Yes, that is much easier for me, not happiness. Okay, now for the new insight, the new clarification. It came to me over this past holiday weekend as the Sunday morning minister preached his Independence Day message on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When he said the pursuit of happiness, I saw happiness in a different light. In the Declaration of Independence, when Thomas Jefferson incorporated his famous line about inalienable rights, he didn't write life, liberty, and happiness. No, he set forth the rights as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's nothing wrong with happiness as long as I realize that it's in the pursuit where lies happiness, not in itself. For example, when is having enough money ever enough? That's kind of how I see happiness. When is it ever enough? But the pursuit may be where it's at, as long as I don't make pursuit the goal. Pursuit must be enjoyable. It's all about where I place the emphasis. Do I emphasize the final product that I can never permanently attain, or place the emphasis on the enjoyable pursuit? It's not about how many fish you catch. It's about catching the fish. Like sailing, it's in the journey, not the destination. It's the wind and the sail and the quiet glide over the water. That compared to motorboating, which is all about the getting there. Get there as fast as you can, and then once you're there, other than eating a hamburger, what is there left to do except go back again as quickly as possible? I finally got my ex-brother-in-law to go canoeing once with me down the Buffalo River in Arkansas. We all put in on a gorgeous summer day for a leisurely 5-hour float. Float, that's what I do. I float a river. Canoeing is too much work. He and his family put in at the same time, but I had to muscle my canoe just to stay within sight of them, and finally, I gave up. Later, back at the cabin, I asked him, "What gives?" He said he simply wanted to hurry back for a cold one, then kick back on the front porch. All well and good, but what about the journey, I thought. So, I've grown a bit lately. I don't hate happiness anymore, as I see it for what it really is. It's not about the destination. It's the pursuit. It's the journey. It's enjoying every hour of every day, minute by minute. The beautiful pursuit of happiness. As long as I remember that the end product must always stay just beyond my fingertips. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.